We shall fight on beaches.
Landing barges are stopped by concrete obstacles built far out in the water by the enemy.
On the 6th of June, 1944, Allied forces launched one of the most important military operations of the Second World War. It was codenamed Operation Overlord and was the beginning of the Allied invasion of Nazi-occupied Western Europe. By 1944, Germany controlled much of Europe, including France. The Allies, led by Britain, the United States and Canada, needed a way to open a new front and push German forces back. This meant launching a massive land and sea invasion across the English Channel into Normandy in northern France. But this was not a simple assault. It required months of planning, deception and coordination on a scale never seen before. To mislead Germany, the Allies used elaborate deception tactics, convincing Hitler that the invasion would happen elsewhere, particularly at Pas-de-Calais, the narrowest point between Britain and France. On the night before the invasion, thousands of paratroopers dropped behind enemy lines to secure bridges, disrupt communications, and support the landings. On the 6th of June, in the early hours, one of the largest naval fleets in history approached the coast of Normandy. American, British, and Canadian troops landed across five beaches, each with its own codename: Utah, Omaha, Gold, Juno, and Sword. Some of the fiercest fighting took place at Omaha Beach, where German defences were heavily fortified and casualties were extremely high. Despite intense resistance, the Allies managed to secure the beaches by the end of the day, though at a tremendous cost in lives. D-Day marked the beginning of the liberation of Western Europe. From this point forward, Allied forces steadily pushed German troops back toward Germany. The following months, Paris was liberated, and by 1945, Nazi Germany was defeated. D-Day is remembered as a turning point in World War II, a moment defined by extraordinary coordination, sacrifice, and the scale of the operation, which changed the course of the war in Europe.
BFBS, the Forces Station.